Enago Academy welcomes you to our podcast, where you will hear engaging discussions about accelerating your publication journey and becoming a successful researcher who impacts the global research community. Welcome to Enago Academy's podcast on assigning authorship to your manuscript. Here we will discuss considerations and ethics to keep in mind while you assign authorship to your research paper. Carrying out a research study is a collaborative effort by several people. It is practically impossible for a single researcher to carry out an entire research study all by himself or herself. After the study is completed, researchers usually aim to publish or patent their study based on the novelty and significance.
That's right. And in either case, due credit needs to be given to everyone who has contributed to the study. Based on the significance of the contribution, credit can be given either in the form of authorship or the person's contribution can be acknowledged in the acknowledgement section of the manuscript.
So what is the significance of publishing for a researcher?
Publishing research plays a critical role in a researcher's career. It helps them gain visibility in the scientific community and also receive acknowledgement for their work. The number and nature of studies that they publish is critical towards assessment of their capabilities and has a significant impact on their career growth. Authorship on a research paper therefore needs to be assigned wisely.
Okay, so how would you define authorship?
Well, an author is an individual who has made a significant intellectual contribution to the study. The criteria that an individual needs to fulfill in order to be eligible for authorship are, firstly, he or she should have made a significant contribution to the study conception and design, data acquisition, analysis, and interpretation. Next, he should contribute towards drafting or revising the article for intellectual content. Third, he or she should approve the final version of the article to be submitted for publication. And lastly, an author should be accountable for all aspects of the work to ensure its accuracy and integrity.
What happens in case an individual has contributed to a paper in some way but does not meet all the four criteria?
Individuals who have contributed to the paper but do not meet these criteria can be acknowledged as contributors. It is important for researchers to understand the differences between contributors and authors in order to ensure that proper credit is given to everyone involved in the study. The author who serves as the corresponding author should ensure approval of all other listed authors for submission and publication of the manuscript.
Okay. So do we have any unethical practices when it comes to authorship?
Yes. Sometimes, driven by the pressure to publish or perish, researchers may turn to certain unethical practices such as ghost authorship, guest authorship, and gift authorship.
Can you please explain these terms in detail for us?
Yes. I will begin with ghost authorship. A ghost author is a professional writer who will not be named in the final publication. Authorship would be assigned to researchers who have conducted the study to produce the data but have not written the article themselves. Ghost authorship is common to journals reporting large-scale clinical trials, regulatory documentation, and literature summaries for healthcare professionals. To deal with this issue on medical research, the National Association of Science Writers, the American Medical Writers Association, and the European Medical Writers Association have developed strict guidelines for ghost authorship in peer-reviewed publication. These guidelines state that the lead author needs to generate the content and acknowledge the involvement of professional writers. Coming to guest authorship, guest authors are those who make no discernible contributions and are listed to help increase the chances of publication. Typically, this happens when a senior member or supervisor is listed on research undertaken in their department even if he or she has made no significant contribution to the work. Sometimes, honorary authorships are given to individuals in order to enhance the credibility of the paper owing to that individual's reputation in that particular field of research. Guest authorship is unethical because it takes credit away from those who actually did the work while giving credit and prestige to someone who has done nothing. And finally, gift authorship is another unethical practice and refers to offering authorship to a senior or junior colleague with the hope that they will return the favor.
Is something being done about these unethical practices?
Yes. Some journals and other organizations have started to implement strict guidelines to deter the authorship abuse caused by these type of authorship. Authors need to include description of the contributions of each author to clarify in what way every individual has contributed to the research. The practice of listing what contribution everyone has made will ensure that authorship is properly attributed.
Wow. Issues around authorship can really be complex and sensitive. Do you have any tips to give our listeners to help them assign authorship?
Yes. You can consider the following points to help make your decision about assigning authorship. Firstly, fully understand each journal's guidelines for authorship and industry requirements. Next, consult a trusted mentor or supervisor if you need any clarifications. And finally, conduct a meeting with all stakeholders to document how each person will be acknowledged.
Okay, now tell us something about acknowledging others who have made some contribution but not significant enough to be listed as an author.
The International Committee of Medical Journal Editors describes several roles that merit acknowledgement rather than authorship. These roles include acquisition of fundings or grants, general supervision of a research group or general administrative support, writing assistance, technical editing, language editing, and proofreading. Therefore, anyone who has contributed in these roles should be mentioned in the acknowledgement section rather than being listed as an author.
Should we have any other considerations to keep in mind while acknowledging people?
Yes, you should avoid mentioning contributions not directly related to your research, such as personal encouragement by your friends or parents, and very general help from a laboratory manager who purchases all supplies for your research group. Also, avoid mentioning anonymous editors and peer reviewers.
Great. Thank you for your valuable advice. We hope this episode helps our listeners make an informed and ethical decision with regards to assigning authorship to their research paper.
Thank you for dropping in to Inago Academy's podcast. If you'd like to know more about the intriguing world of scholarly publishing, head over to inago.com/academy right away. But before we sign off, we would like to remind you that all our resources are available on our website. Share your thoughts, comments, and feedback at academy@inago.com. We would love to hear from you.